Hello friends. Not a lot has happened this week, not much excitement, but I have been about for a time or two and spent some time in the garden because the weather has been really nice and I enjoyed it. This afternoon I was having lunch and finishing my glass of beer, listening to the pigeon calling his mate, and I got the lovely scent of the Choicer tonata. It was most beautiful. And after a while I felt tired. Mary provided me with a pillow, and slowly but surely my head sunk onto the table, and before I knew it I was fast sound asleep. Well, I say sound asleep, but actually I had a dream. And it's that dream I'd like to record. It's so lovely. And it's really grand. I really thought it was true. Anyway, I already knew by early morning, listening on the wireless, that there was going to be a rollover on the lottery tomorrow night, Saturday. And I think that may have been the cause of my dream. But anyway, I dreamt. And as the dream unfolded, I won the 8 million rollover lottery. And as there's five in the family, it came to £1,600,000 each, which I thought was good. And after a while, I got the money and divided it, and I was left with £1,600,000. Now, what could I do with that? I didn't really want any money. I've no need for it. I can't count it. I can't see it. So I thought, now, how can I get rid of some of it? And then I had a brainy idea. I counted up the people I know, who I emailed to, and I found out there was about 60 persons. And I thought, now, I wonder if they can receive a cheque from me, in English, an English cheque. So I thought, I'll find out. Anyway, what I did, I wrote to each one and asked them to send their private address, and I would send a cheque, hoping that they could cash it. And I worked it out that 5,000 each wouldn't hurt me at all. I'd still be left with a pile of money I didn't really want. And as it came to pass, each one wrote me to him back, and I sent them this money, and they all could cash it with no bother at all. So I was really happy. I was just about to receive some more letters from one or two I'd forgotten, and I woke up. Mind, it was just a dream, but how nice. Oh, by the way, friends, I've just received a late post from the Blind Association, and they've sent a letter with an introductory tape recording in it, telling me all about their rules and regulations, how I can get the books, when and where. And it is all free. From now on, they're going to send a story for me, and as soon as I've read it, I return it in a special box with their name and address on. And in return, they will send another one. And if I want two at a time, they'll send me two. I've asked them to pick the titles. I've told them the titles I like, and I've asked them to forward the titles. It saved me a lot of bother keeping a list. They will send it by return of post. Now, I'm allowed to keep them 4 weeks. Well, I'm allowed to keep them as long as longer, but it's better if I return them in 4 weeks' time, by the end of 4 weeks anyway. And they, as soon as they receive one, they'll send me out another one. Or if they send two, they'll send two. And as I say, it's all free. So I shall reply tomorrow and tell them that I'm happy with what they're doing, thanking them. And from now on, I'll be able to get a story of the kind I like, when I like, and how I like, which I think would be a very good idea, because I found out something. When I'm interested in a story and listening to it and concentrating on what's being said, the burping seems to stop. So I'm hoping that this will kill two birds with one stone. Interest in the book and help me to stop this burping business. So from now on, I'll be able to tell you about what I receive and when I receive it, which will be okay. That's all for the time being. Cheerio, Jono.